Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics brought to you by R&R RV. Over to you, Steve.
Well, Jay, I have an update on what we were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
You know how you were talking about windows down, air conditioning on?
Yes, the greatest way to drive.
So, it happened.
You gave it a try?
Yesterday.
Oh, man.
It was so hot.
How hot was it?
It was blowing out hot air when I got in my car and started driving. I'm like, I'm like sweating.
Sure, you got to roll it down and get a little fresh air in there. Yeah. Makes sense.
So, yeah, brought the windows down.
So you drove home with your windows down and your air conditioner running.
Correct.
Waste of energy. Way to go.
I'm proud of you, Steve.
Unbelievable.
It felt good, didn't it?
Yeah, it was much better than when the windows were closed.
Yeah, oh, for sure, especially at the beginning of that drive. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was so great driving downtown today. Well, nah, not that part. It was so great driving this morning when the air was cool.
Oh, it felt great.
Oh, my gosh. You obviously, Kevin, had your window down driving in today.
Oh, I did. I drove around a little extra just to, before I got here because it wasn't enough.
Nice.
I was enjoying it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go around the block a time or two.
Can you handle the freeway with the window down?
Oh, yeah.
Steve?
I did yesterday.
Oh, you went on the freeway with the window down.
Did I? Oh, no.
Yeah, of course you did.
I put it up, actually.
Oh.
I mean, depending.
You don't really go home without the freeway, right, Steve? You always take the freeway?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I mean,
Do you know how to get to your house without the freeway?
It's a good question.
Probably not.
Okay. It is tricky.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's kind of a little tricky road that you have to take to get to your house.
Yeah, I've done it, but it's been a while, and when I first got here, and I used
it makes
my
sense.
Phone and everything. So,
yeah, what is that area called again, Kevin? What do they call that area?
I don't know. I don't know for sure, Jay.
Steve, do you know what they call the area where you live?
People have told me, and I keep forgetting.
And you're forgetting it? Yeah.
It's got a name.
Is it Eagle Ridge Offspring? Eagle Ridge's little cousin.
Baby boy.
Latah. No, it's not Latah Creek. It's not. It's on I don't know what that. West?
West of, south of the freeway, west of the Pullman Highway. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever that is. Whatever that area is right there.
Yeah, want to give out my full address? Or?
Well, I don't know that it matters. No one's going to stalk you. They don't love you that much.
No, but I mean...
or care. But anyway, his address is 14...
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Apartment 316. Anyway, what?
Wouldn't it be funny if that's what it was?
That really would be something.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't.
Aren't you on the first floor where people can stare right in the windows?
Kevin,
I'm asking for a friend.
For you? What, are you going to stare at me?
No. See, if I get enough of you at work, bud.
Yeah, you do.
Good point. Kevin comes over to your house. He's just staring in your window.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, it would
that
be
would be lovely.
That would be lovely.
You guys, the Olympics is going to be here before we know it.
I know.
Are you getting pumped up for it?
Well, I will say that, you remember we made fun of the fact when they were like, it's 248 days, and now it went fast because I realize it's in a couple of weeks now.
And there's all the, trials going on for people getting in.
I like it.
We won't have a famous person in this year. I mean,
what does that
mean? A semi-famous person. Jessica Springsteen, do you remember her at all?
The name, but I don't remember why.
Okay. She won't be going to Paris as part of Team USA. The daughter of Bruce Springsteen, an equestrian athlete, didn't make the United States jumping three-person squad. That's the tough part. It's only three people. Instead,
so crazy.
Carrie Farrington.
I don't like her.
Laura Kraut.
No.
And McLean Ward will make up the jumping team.
Mm. Was she in it the last time?
She was. Okay. A silver medal winning U.S. jumping team at the Tokyo Olympics with Ward and Kraut. So it's McLean. No, who do we need to blame? Kent Farrington is the one who knocked
her out. So what are the last names of the three people in it?
Farrington, Kraut, and Ward.
That's a law firm.
It is. That sounds important.
Doesn't it, though?
It really does.
Yeah.
And I like it when people like that have, like a famous connection, make it.
Because that would have been
fun,
yeah. I feel
like it shines more light onto that sport. Otherwise, I'm not sure equestrian's going to get a lot of...
Probably not as much, no.
But it's like, oh, it's Bruce Springsteen's daughter. That's going to bring more eyes to
Do you get to play music when you do the equestrian? I don't know how it works. I mean, I've seen it a couple of times, but I don't know how it works.
I think they listen to their iPods.
I just didn't
while
know
they're
there,
jumping.
I didn't know if there was music because, you know, I mean, she's playing Born in the USA for the Olympics, right?
Maybe Jump Jump.
Well, I was thinking more of a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't listen to her dad's.
Oh, no.
You really think she listened to her dad's music?
Born in the USA? I mean, what?
Good old fashioned protest song.
Well,
Isn't that song a protest song?
I don't believe so, no.
I always feel like it is. I never play it on the 4th of July because I always think that it's a...
Huh?
I never will play it on the 4th of July because I always think that it is a protest song.
Oh. I'll find out. I don't feel like it. I mean, it says it right there. Is it a protest song?
It has been misunderstood by
anti-war
some.
Song?
The lyrics tell the story of a Vietnam War veteran who returns home to a difficult situation and a few options. The song's chorus has been used by some politicians, like Ronald Reagan, to celebrate America, but the lyrics as a whole also contain a critical view of American society and policy. Some scholars have also interpreted the song as a lament for the American working class.
You know who I never ask for the opinion to interpret the song? Scholars.
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 Yeah,
Kevin James.
But I mean, if this one...
I understand what you're saying.
Lyrics as a whole contain a critical view of American society and policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, that was like, no, yeah, I don't know. I'll just stay away from it.
Yeah, I can understand how you were like, why, when there's other songs you can play. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I
never thought of it. Yeah.
You know who doesn't have a controversy? Miley. Party in the USA.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you think they could ever completely become the thing that places do? Or are fireworks too sentimental to our forefathers?
Kevin James.
Like I did say during the drone show, not sure how Thomas Jefferson feels about this, which I thought was really funny.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, we've got some Wheeler Walker tickets for tomorrow night's concert that we're going to give away here in just a couple seconds. If it's something you're interested in, we can probably set you up for it. So we'll do that here in just a minute or two for concert tickets for Wheeler Walker Jr. at the Knitting Factory tomorrow night. Hold on, we'll give those away momentarily.
Jay Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. Round two brought to you by R&R RV. One quick question for you, Steve, before we move forward with some Hot Topics. So we had Mom and Dad do a movie review today, and they did Inside Out 2.
Yes, it was lovely.
Were really into it.
King Peter and Big Barb. Big Barb, she wants you to know as much about the movie as possible. You have all the information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe you could learn a little from that. And
thanks, Jay.
Well, I know. I just, in general, you can still learn from your parents. Just,
yeah.
Even though
know,
you're an adult, it's
absolutely.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Lovely.
That would be lovely.
It would be lovely.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, where do we sit with that then? Are we supposed to, or would we be okay with suggesting movies for them to go to see so they could review? Or they only have a specific type? It's only going to be grandkid type movies?
I mean, they'll watch anything.
They really will. Okay.
Well, maybe not scary stuff.
That's fine.
We're really not.
Well, Kevin and
that.
I don't watch scary stuff either, so it's fine. Because I just didn't know, you know, maybe the new Twister movie when it comes out, or, you know, I didn't know if they're a Deadpool Wolverine type movie. Probably not that.
That might not be so much their thing, but they would probably, I mean, they'd go see whatever.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Yeah. And they would be willing to tell us it was terrible if they didn't like it, correct? Or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
No problem with that.
Because Steve, every movie, he's like, well, it was...
very nice.
Very nice. And not all movies are very nice. But again, a lot of times, I will say this. I've done this before, too, where you go, I know exactly what to expect from Deadpool and Wolverine. So if I'm, you know what I mean? It's like, I know the kind of movie I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have your mind set for that. Now, there are other movies where you go, I have no idea what this is going to be like. Didn't see any previews. I like maybe an actor or an actress in it.
So you're saying if you go in knowing what to expect from a movie and it's exactly what you expect, you do or you don't like it.
It's hard to be disappointed when you know.
That's right.
And go in with the right mindset. Sometimes you go in with way too much hype in your head. And right. You're like, this is going to be, somebody will say it was the funniest movie ever. And you're like, It's like somebody saying, well, let me give you for instance.
Okay.
Let's say somebody is teasing like the greatest golf story of all time for like days. And then finally tells you the story and you're like, well, that wasn't the greatest.
It was the greatest.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good.
It was okay.
Yeah, it is hard, Jay. Managing expectations is how
there you go.
You have true happiness.
Thank you, Kevin.
Wow.
Put that on the shirt. I'm going to write it down.
I was a little wordy with it, but I know what I meant.
That's all right. Steve has a lot of words on his shirts. It seems fine. What's today's?
Oh, yeah, I do have a lot of words today.
That's two in a row.
Yeah, what does it say?
it's just a shirt. I can't read it upside down.
Gosh, dang it. Well, stand up. Let's see.
Take
if we
it
can
off
see
it. And read it.
Yeah, take it off.
I'm not taking off.
No, take it off. It's fine. Kevin, what does that say?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Well, it's a long ways away.
Hold on. I got it. It says...
Well, at the top, there's like a paragraph.
Yeah, it says, if communication is cool, consider me Miles Davis. And it was for my little communication honor society thing that I was in college.
Oh.
Still fits, baby. Yeah.
Kevin, over to you.
If communication is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Do you know what movie that is a playoff of?
Billy Madison.
That a boy.
Wow.
Oh, man. Now I'm proud of you.
He's back, man.
That was
he's
very back. Well done.
Way to yeah. go.
Okay. There was something else I wanted to, something about a movie. Oh, you know how it is when you feel like you're on track with someone on movies where you know, listen, I recommend this, you're going to like it. Movies sure. and TV shows.
Yep.
My brother and I are in sync.
Because it's the same or just because you know each other's likes?
I just feel like we like the same thing.
Okay, that does
and
make
so
it
so we
easier.
Watch a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
And I was very bummed to hear his review.
Of?
I thought his wife was wrong because I brought up...
Well, that's probably never
she
happened.
She was asking about wedding songs. She's like, what are some popular wedding songs this year?
Yeah.
And I said, it's weird. There's a couple that have made a comeback, like Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten.
That's a great song.
And it's a fun one. It's one that's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. It will make its way in once in a while, but it's like all the way back right now.
And that song has been out, 10, 15 years?
Oh, yeah. Probably 15 years.
Okay.
Something like that. But it was in the movie Anyone But You, and that's right. what I credit its it, fame to.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
It is from that movie.
Yeah, they sing it together. Everyone like, you know, sing. They both... It's a great song, and that movie made it very popular again.
Yeah. 2004.
Oh, wow, okay.
God, 20 years ago. And it's just back, and it's hot this summer. So we were talking about that, and I go, oh, it was from the movie Anyone But You, and I said, which I thought was a great movie, and she said, oh, Keith hated that movie. I said, what?
Because he hates love?
He hated that movie, and I was like, really? It seems like a movie he would like. And then he came down and said, oh, yeah. I watched that movie twice on the plane.
That's how it did.
On the way to Greece. They were going to Greece, and he was like, yeah, I watched it twice on the plane. And
yeah.
It's not good. He goes, it's just so dumb.
Why do you watch it twice?
Because you're on a plane
to
Greece.
You're on a plane to Greece. There's nothing else to do.
There's other movies, though, right?
There is, but
I have a hunch he may have watched other movies, too.
Yeah.
But then you just go, well, I'll watch that one again.
It's funny because my wife and I saw it in the theater, Kevin. Then we went on a trip and we watched it on a plane.
Okay,
it's like, it's an easy watch. You know, it's like, you don't have to concentrate that
That's
much.
That's exactly it. But he was like, I don't know. And then he said something that made me want to punch him in his face.
Oh, no. He doesn't like Glenn Powell.
No.
Sydney Sweeney. Oh, here we go.
Is not a good actress. She's terrible. He goes, He goes, obviously, she's very beautiful. I get why she gets roles, but he's like, she's not a good actress. She's just like, talks weird. And I was like, okay, that's maybe just her character that she's playing in that movie because I've seen her in other stuff, and I find her to be different, and it seems like she's a talented actress.
Uh-huh. He wouldn't buy it, huh?
He wasn't into it.
Man.
And so I don't know, but I'm not going to stop on this. I'm going to keep forcing Sydney Sweeney down his throat until he likes her.
Okay.
It made me mad. She's from Spokane.
40. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The Jay and Kevin Show. It's a show for winners and losers.
Kevin James.
The 99.9 Jay and Kevin Show.
There it is. Home run.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's clip of the day. Okie dokie, Kevin Eugene, clip of the daytime.
Howdy. Steve, I apologize for the trouble getting you that clip today. Hopefully you got it and you are able to play it, because it was one that I was trying to send a different way, and then I finally just had to record a video of it and send him a video.
Well, how'd you end up sending it? Pony Express, or what'd you do?
No, I emailed it.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. Oh, you're such a good guy.
Isn't he, though?
How do you guys feel about Henry Winkler?
I feel like I like him.
He's the Fonz.
Yeah.
He is known, I've heard it in numerous interviews, that he is known as the kindest man
I've heard that,
in Hollywood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everyone says, you want the nicest guy? That's it. And he always says, oh, there's always a spot at the table for you. We have, and he'll have people that he talks to. He was on the podcast Smartless with Jason Bateman and Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. And he would be like, I remember the last time you came over, Jason. He remembers what you ate.
Yeah,
he's just one of those guys
impressive,
that's
like
genuinely an impressive human being. But, of course, his fame started way back when with Happy Days.
Yeah.
They got so famous that everybody wanted them. He said the guy, Gary Marshall, who made Happy Days,
right,
wanted to be like to own a baseball team.
Okay.
But didn't really have the time or money to do it. So he said, let's have a Happy Days softball team. And we will go around and we will play all these exhibition games. We will play against other big teams, celebrity, whatever. And so they just did it for a number of years where they would play at all the biggest stadiums in the United States.
Really?
And they'd go and play these softball games. You don't remember any of
it? I don't remember that.
See, neither
do
I. I think my age was, I was too young to remember it.
So that at the same time the series was on? So we're looking at like maybe mid to late 70s and into the 80s?
70s into the 80s,
okay.
Yeah. That's when they were hot.
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah, and so it's very interesting. So Henry Winkler was talking about, you know, the positions that everybody played and who was good and where he was at.
Just point and say, sit on it, Potsy, and point to first base.
Yeah. That is exactly right. And he went and he was good. He could catch.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't catch, so I was the pitcher. They taught me how to pitch, and that is all I could do. Ron Howard bought me a mitt.
Yeah.
Anson bought me a bat, my first in my life.
Really?
Uh-huh. And so I got really good at pitching. But if the ball was hit toward me,
I turned
my body to the left and stop the ball with my body. I was black and blue for 8 years.
Yeah. Well, you're pitching too many over the middle of the plate, sounds like.
Well, I pitched shutouts.
What about
that? Was
this,
good. Wait a minute. Let's not go by that so quick.
He is a likable man.
He's like, wait. I pitched shutouts. I said I pitched shutouts. You guys are willing to go by that. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, they really wanted him. Of course, it was Fonzie.
Well, yeah.
They needed Fonzie to be.
He's front and center, man.
In the celebrity game. You know, on the Happy Days team. You needed him. And so he was like, but I wasn't any good. So they taught me how to pitch.
That's
and then
hilarious.
That was it.
Yeah.
He found a way to be on the team and people loved him. Also, talking about the Happy Days thing. Originally, Fonzie was supposed to have like 6 lines. He was just a throwaway character in the show.
Wow.
Until they had him on a couple times. And Henry Winkler talks about the amount of fan mail that he got.
Can't even imagine.
And he said it was just insane. Fonzie blew up. Nobody expected Fonzie to be what he was. And it's also funny because it's such a different character than what Henry Winkler is in real life.
Sure, yeah.
But super cool. That I always, Steve, you knew right off the bat when I said Henry Winkler, you went, hey.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Did you ever watch that show?
I've seen like clips and stuff. But yeah. Yeah.
You just know the famous parts of it.
Yeah. Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
I'm curious. I'd like to watch a couple of those shows now to see how, if it's one of those that holds up at all.
I'm with you.
Or if you're just like,
yes,
man,
I thought
that
the same
is.
Thing.
Because again, it was in the 70s and 80s, about the 50s. So I feel like the 50s would still hold up because it was already a show about something that was 20 years old.
But you wonder if Fonzie would really still be cool now. Right. Or if you'd go, oh, he's not that cool. But well, man, he was cool back then, wasn't he?
Exactly. I remember one time getting, it was past that, the prime of being cool. So it's like, you know, the show had probably gotten toward the end of its run. And I was like a young kid, like maybe 15 or so, and thinking I was probably cooler than Henry Winkler. And I got a present from like my grandma or something that said, you know, had a Fonzie. It was a Fonzie t-shirt. And I was like, oh, bro.
Bro.
That's, I'm never wearing that.
Oh, because you were past it.
I was past it.
You were too cool for that now.
And I would wear it today if I had it.
Oh, man, could you, a Fonzie shirt right now?
Oh, man. Good news is I could probably still fit in it from when I was like, you know, 15.
Yeah, Jay, I know you could. I'm going to look up right now if I can find a Fonzie. Fonzie 4XL.
Cruise
apparel. Fonzie 4XL shirt.
Yeah. I
mean, hey, the Fonz right there.
That probably didn't take long.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Oh, man, there's a yellow one. That one's kind of cheesy. It just says A and he's got his fingers up, his thumbs up.
You think that's
fingers.
Cheesy, huh?
I like this one better. It's designed with him in his leather jacket, looking cool.
That's it. That's the one. Hair slicked back.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I got to have at least the thumbs up a
little
bit.
And it says the Fonz behind it.
See, you can get away with that now.
Ooh, all the way up to 5X.
Thank you, Kevin.
$25.
How much?
$25.
Dumb. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Springtime. That's how all the roads going the same direction, all under construction at the same time. How you doing, Bigelow?
Kevin James.
You know what that means?
The movie?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, hey, don't forget the Coyote Country Cruise. Maybe a couple of tickets left here. So if you want to get on the cruise, 509-441-0999 is the easiest way to do it. We send you a link and then you just get your tickets that way. And then Thursday night, it almost looks like we planned it out really perfectly, Kevin, because the weather will cool a little bit on Thursday. So that's awesome. And then you add in being on the water with a nice breeze off the water. That's going to be great. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a very good night to be out on the lake.
So again, 509-441-0999, and you can get your tickets that way. You can also get them at Silver Safari. That'd be like...
That would be different.
That would be so different. Silver Safari, Northtown, and Valley Malls. There. I feel better now.
Final thoughts.
Steve-O Steve.
Oh, boy. What was I going to say?
Great question.
Yeah. Oh, so parents, very happy to be a part of the program.
They were excited today. You could tell that was awesome. Your dad had posted it on his Facebook page. The whole thing was great.
Yeah, no, he texted like 14 people in a group message yesterday.
Nice.
He was
very excited. Look at there.
So, yeah. So, I text them afterwards saying, oh, you know, thanks for hopping on, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And my dad goes, you know, oh, happy to do it. And have you guys seen The Bear yet? Because we were talking about that a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was very curious if you guys have seen it and if you liked it.
So I have started watching it.
I asked that to you.
And I need to get caught up on it. But I'm still in season one, so I got a ways to go.
Okay. I can report that back. Jay?
I got nothing for you.
Okay.
Right. I got nothing.
All right. So fail and fail. Excellent.
Have you seen any of it?
Well, no.
Okay.
So fail. Oh, man.
The biggest fail.
Yeah, that is. No, I am the biggest
people
fail.
People in glass houses.
People with glasses.
Yeah. I would say the most pressure is on you. You're the son. We're just, you know.
Oh, he didn't tell me to watch it.
Final thoughts.
I see. He knew the answer to that. I would tell Steven, but Steven wouldn't watch it, so I'm not going to do that. that was my King Peter impression. Okay. Did you like that?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I will tell you guys right now, I am having a very hard time wanting to do anything other than look at these t-shirts.
Well, for the Fonz?
Because, well, yeah, I went to the Fonzie t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and then I got onto this website that I realized sells all of their shirts in big sizes. So
okay, are they like all vintage tees or
well,
no?
There's all sorts of stuff, Jay. Okay. We could click on funny. We could click on music.
Wow.
We could click on anime, movies, television, sports, vintage.
Is this a legit website? Or
yeah. Okay. Well, it appears to be.
Okay.
Steve, that's a great question, right? It appears to be, but we may never get the shirts. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm trying to see. I'm on vintage right now.
You buy one, you test it out. If you get it, yeah, fine. If not,
Ooh, this one has a turntable. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, or maybe they're made of some sort of weird material.
Like WKRP.
Like aluminum foil?
T-shirt.
What do we...
yeah, well, I was... Okay, yeah, that would be very weird.
How's your aluminum foil Fonzie t-shirt? Really good on a 105 degree day.
Yeah, it makes a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Well, crinkly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the what,
burlap
Sanford
t-shirts.
And there, I mean, there's Soul Train.
Okay.
I could see you wearing one of those.
Taco Bell logo.
Yeah, those would be fun. Yeah.
I did already put one in my cart that is a picture of a tater.
Yeah.
Cute little potater.
Uh-huh.
That says, Tater's gonna tate.
Okay.
It's real dumb, but I liked it.
Yeah, hang in there, kitty.
What the heck? You gonna become vintage t-shirt or graphic t-shirt guy?
Well, I kind of started to, right, Jay? Like, that became my thing a little bit.
It's been a long time. I mean, when did you first get the SpongeBob t-shirt?
That was the only one I had for the longest time,
right?
That
was a long time ago.
And then when I started doing some of the mixed videos that I was doing on the internet, I was trying to wear, like, vintage shirts or just shirts. You know, I have the Kool-Aid one.
Megadeth.
Ron Burgundy. I don't have Megadeth.
No? Weird.
Is that Prince with headphones?
Where's that at?
At the bottom of your screen?
This?
Yeah, what is
that? That's Lauryn Hill.
Oh.
Close, though. Stevie Wonder. Oh, that's a cool one.
You could get, I'm looking at some now, you could get like Forrest Gump. It says Gump Cross Country.
Yeah, there are some
funny.
Real good ones.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm very distracted now.
Imagine that.
All I want to do is order t-shirts.
Are there multiple Lauryn Hill t-shirts? Keep scrolling.
No, that's just one.
No, keep scrolling.
Well, do you still have the Keep cassette scrolling. Tape one, Kevin?
I do, Jay.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, it's another exotic Lauryn Hill t-shirt.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Well, Lauryn Hill's real popular. Do you not know that?
Is she?
Yes.
I mean, she's popular, sure, but is she like two t-shirts on the same webpage popular?
That's a good question, actually.
Yes, I think she
is. That's a fair question. Do you need two different Lauryn Hill t-shirts on the same website? These are the pressing questions that we answer.
No, well, not on
thoughts
on the same web page.
No, I understand. I'm kind of on your side. Stop arguing.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to argue when you were agreeing.
I take yes for an answer, Steve. For the love of Pete, boy.
It is maybe fair in the fact that there's only one Miles Davis t-shirt.
And two Lauryn Hills, yeah.
Two Lauryn Hills. Huh? She looks cool in t-shirts, though.
Oh, no doubt. Final thought, Jay?
My final thought is, does Lauryn Hill look like Prince in headphones? I don't know. So waited for it to cool down yesterday. That seems to be a theme here that people do that stuff. Because we weren't the only ones out for a walk. I think the world went for a walk last night after the sun, you know, kind of got below the horizon a little bit when it cooled down. And it still was warm if you were to look at the temperature. But it just doesn't feel hot when the sun's not baking you.
Yeah, once it... gets that evening time, it's still like 80 degrees, but it just feels better.
Totally. And then I realized we are just the biggest fair weather walkers ever. Like, we could if we wanted to. We own coats and stuff. We could go when it's cold. But
does this mean we should boo you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just owning up to the fact that, you know, there are people who they're like, well, I walk every day all year. I'm like, I know, you're better than I am. I'm just a fair weather walker. But I realized afterwards, I'm like, that is like the greatest. Walks are they overrated or underrated or properly rated? Kevin?
I feel like properly rated. I think people know that they're great.
Because I tend to forget. how fun and awesome just a simple walk is. Seems like dumb to say, but...
Because you're going with your wife and...
Well, yeah, if I went by myself...
You're stopping and chatting with people?
Yeah, absolutely. So, it was had seen some people we hadn't seen in a long time.
Neighborhood and, walk, yeah.
Yeah, the neighborhood walk is amazing. Steve, a big walk guy, I imagine.
Why are you laughing as you say that?
I don't know. I just don't see you...
Maybe I'll...
Let me ask it again. Steve, are you a big walk guy?
You know what, Jay? Maybe just out of spite, I'm going to go for a stroll today.
The big...